I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I believe Mr. Joe Elliott is ready for us. So Joe has been on the show before. And did you get into the audio with Brian Johnson?
Yeah, right here.
So they were just talking about, because you know I'm a huge Brian fan. And Brian has been now going around interviewing people. He hooked up with him in Dublin to ask him about some stuff.
Look, when you've been around for as long as us, I have no problem playing the hits on stage. Right. When I go and see the Stones or McCartney, I'm not really bothered about hearing Flowers in the Dirt. I want to hear Eleanor Rigby. It's like, if you didn't play anything off Back in Black, there'd be a riot.
Well, we always...
If we don't play things off Hysteria, we are pleasing the 1% that criticise it.
Yeah.
I've always said, and I'll say it a million more times before I die, no doubt, if you can't handle the responsibility of writing a hit, don't write it.
You've got to understand what people have paid for.
Exactly.
Is to hear those hits, just like
you. It's not an education centre when you come to see a big band. Yeah. It's a place... I don't want to sound pretentious when I say a place of worship, but you're coming to celebrate what you know. Yeah. And part of going to see AC/DC, Def Leppard, U2, Duran Duran, Iron Maiden, doesn't matter who it is to hear all the stuff that you saw on MTV or you heard as a kid. Yeah, they'll indulge you every half an hour, 3 minutes of a new song, and that's how we play it. We open with a new one, we play one half an hour in, we play one 55 minutes in, and then we go into what we call the home straight. And that's what every artist that's savvy will do. When you join a band, it's because you want to play on stage.
Yeah.
Nobody ever went, well, I can't wait to spend 5 years in the studio.
No.
Nobody ever said that. Why we do it, I have no idea. Narcissistic, I don't know what we are, but it's just our thing. But if it wasn't for the fact that McCartney and Lennon and Jagger and Richards did this and all the Ray Davies, Dave, all these people that made fantastic music that came before us gave us that goal. And if they're narcissistic, I want to be that narcissist.
Born August 1st in Sheffield, South Yorkshire, England. In 1977, at age 18, he joined the band that would soon lead the charge of what would become the new wave of British heavy metal. That band is Def Leppard. With over 100 million albums sold worldwide, they were finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And this Friday, his side project, The Down and Outs, releases an all-new album, titled This Is How We Roll. Please welcome, Def Leppard and Down and Outs frontman, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Joe Elliott.
How have you been?
Well, what an intro.
Listen, I love it, man. I love this side, New Down and Outs. I thought This Is How We Roll. What a great song.
Thank you.
It's
very interesting hearing all that stuff back. I thought, what a pretentious idiot. Oh, wait a minute, that's me.
Well, I just saw the video of Brian and you catching up in Dublin, and I'm a huge Brian Johnson fan, and I've had the pleasure of spending a little time with him, and he is one of the greatest, most generous, most wonderful, warm human beings on this planet.
I couldn't agree more. He's an absolute diamond.
Yeah.
He always has been since the first time I ever met him, right through till the last time I spoke to him, which is after that interview. I've seen him a couple of times. And he's what they call one of the nice guys.
Yeah. Now, the greats are always great. You know what? And I consider you in that same category because every time I've ever run across you, Joe, an interview with anything, you are such a professional and such a giving and good interview.
Well, in fairness, I've spent probably most of my life wanting to be this kind of rock star guy, but at the same time, I've spent more time wanting to be the guy that I admire as a human being rather than, say, copying their voice. So people that came before me that I admire immensely, people like Brian Johnson, you have to remember being English. I remember Brian 6 years before he was in AC/DC when he was in a British band called Geordie.
Yep.
and they had a couple of hit singles in the UK. So I remember watching him on Top of the Pops and all this kind of stuff. And when you get to meet these people, you know, the old adage, never meet your heroes, it's never really been that way for me. Whenever I've met, well, you know, Roger Daltrey and Brian May, Robert Plant, Brian Johnson, they've been the really nice people. And that means more to me than wondering how great a singer they are or guitarist or drummer. That's just part and parcel of what you do. But I'd rather meet a nice guy that wasn't the best singer in the world and the most amazing singer that was a bit of a...
Yes.
You know.
Oh, no.
Nice guy, if you like.
I've been there. And that's what... like, this is how we roll. The new Down and Outs. See, this is what I love. Obviously, Def Leppard's going out every year. You guys are selling out everywhere you go. You're loved. You guys get along. You love to tour. It's what you do. But it's even that's not enough. Now you put together another group, and you've got this album coming out in a new record just because it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I started out 10 years ago this year. The first album that we did came out in 2010, so that's 9 years ago. And it's just one of those rolling projects that... you know, it always gets called a side band or whatever, you know, my little kind of self-indulgent thing. But it really is done for the joy of the music, you know. We've been a huge fan of Mott the Hoople and being so graciously asked to get involved in their reunion 10 years ago. This just naturally just came out. You know, we were only going to play a gig, and then it turned into an album, which did really well at radio in America. And then the second album was obviously going to happen after that. But then when it came to the third album, it's like, it's just, we enjoyed doing this. It's like, well, it just became kind of obvious to all of us that we weren't going to do any more covers. We'd done the Mott thing to death. And I just happened to just coincidentally start writing a bunch of tunes on the piano that I knew weren't really suited for Def Leppard. And then I just had this epiphany. I went, my God, I think I've just written the Down and Outs album. So, you know, it just came... during downtime, just naturally when you're piddling around. Some people go golfing or climbing mountains. I just write songs or learn, try and play, improve my rudimentary piano playing somewhat and end up with a song come out of it, which is, you know, it's what I really enjoy doing.
Well, yeah, and it shows and everything with all the guys in Def Leppard. Like, you know, watching Def Leppard on stage, you can see that there's a real camaraderie and friendship. I mean, and there are bands out there that, you know, we all know that when they get off that stage, they go to separate tour buses and they don't talk at all. It's a business arrangement. And you guys have never got to that.
It hasn't got to that stage yet. And after 42 years, I hardly think it will, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we travel on more than one bus, but that's more a case of, like, logistics rather than, you know, I don't want to be with this person, because you're spending all day with them anyway, and a couple of hours made a difference. Now, we know that's the way we are. We've always been enthusiastic about music, and we're all very indulgent of each other's idiosyncrasies as well. So if I want to do this record, nobody complains. We know if Vivi does Last in Line, it's totally fine by all of us. If Phil wants to do Man Rays or he wants to do Delta Deep, it's totally fine, because we know he's not hijacking material for us
right. And
taking it somewhere else. It's like, you listen to it and you enjoy it and go, well, yeah, there isn't a song there that would have really worked for us anyway. So it's relative.
Yeah.
It's like we're the mommy and daddy, and then there's all these cousins and brothers and sisters, and that's what the side bands are.
See, and I totally get that. Which, by the way, the Last in Line in the Dio tour, Dio is another one. I remember being 16 years old and meeting him, and he couldn't have been more gracious and engaged. And he's another great, and he's sorely missed.
Yeah, but, you know, there really aren't that many out there that you could go, I wish I'd never met him. You
not
know, I
best.
Can't really think of anybody myself. But I suppose it all depends how you approach him yourself.
Of course.
You're not, you know, kind of trying to one-upmanship. This is just something that I never get involved in. I've never met a musician and tried to pretend I was more important than he was, whether he came after me or before me. To me, we're all the same. We're all equal. We all have the same battles to fight, and you have to have empathy for them, because if I bumped into the guys at the Struts or Greta Van Fleet, it'd be more a case of, like, you're about to go on the journey that I went on, and if I'm meeting Robert Plant or I'm meeting Ronnie Wood or Mick Jagger or whatever, I'm following the journey that they went on.
Right.
And we're all kind of doing the same thing. So, it's, you know, there's an empathy there that normally the right-minded people meet, you can talk to somebody you've never met as though you've known them all your life.
It's disturbing how wonderfully adjusted you are, Joe Elliott. I mean, not just 100 million records. It's you really, you've enjoyed this life and you continue on. The Down and Outs, the new CD, out this Friday. This is how we roll. Make sure you guys grab it. And, man, again, they're giving me the wrap-up. I know you got a lot, but, man, a pleasure, as always, to speak with you. And you're welcome here anytime.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate that.
Take care, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.